With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. When you think about potatoes, you probably think about Idaho, but not all potatoes are grown in Idaho, of course. With about a month remaining in this year's Washington potato harvest, the outlook for growers appears to be pretty good. Matthew Blua is with the Washington Potato Commission and says it's a little too early to give us a good assessment of the harvest, but if the region's reputation is any indication.
Here in the Columbia Basin, we grow more potatoes per acre than anywhere in the world. We have a very long season. We have these outstanding sandy soils that potatoes do very well in, and we have a lot of tremendous expertise here and great agricultural support.
And Blua also says Washington's potato quality is top-notch.
Widely recognized, we grow a great potato, and most of our potatoes, at least from the Columbia Basin, go to processing, and they demand a really high quality potato for processing. And processing, what I mean by that, are things like frozen french fries and tater tots and other kinds of products that frequently we see in restaurants and also in the frozen section of the grocery store, but also things like dehydrated potatoes.
Meanwhile, they are talking about potatoes in other places like Idaho. The Idaho Potato Commission's annual Big Idaho Potato Harvest Meeting is set for November 14th at the Shoshone Bannock Hotel and Event Center in Fort Hall. That meeting aims to bring various industry leaders together for a single post-harvest event to discuss the growing season. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.